The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
What is it that fried eggs, chicken runs and Borderic have in common? Well, the answer is golf. That's right, our Roger has a handicap of a totally different variety once he heads out to the links. Yes, let's hear all about it now as he chats to our very own Laura Kirker.
I'm here with Roger Cole, better known as the presenter of Pure 70s and Pure 80s. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. We're going to talk about blind golf.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so you're a blind golfer. How long have you been playing golf for?
I've been playing for about 5 years now and competing for about just over four, I suppose. Yeah.
How did you get into playing blind golf?
Well, I'd never played before, and it's a strange story. My wife was watching a show called Wanted Down Under, and one of the guys on it was one of the members of English Blind Golf, which is now England and Wales Blind Golf. And she was sitting there watching it and thinking, that's something that you could do. And I'm thinking, yeah, I think I could. So I just sort of pursued it from that moment, really.
And then blind golf, one of the first questions I always get asked about blind golf is, do they have a bell in the ball?
No. No, you play with proper clubs, proper balls, on proper courses. And I think the only difference in the rules of golf is we're allowed to ground the club in a hazard like a bunker.
Right.
That's the only difference. We play by all the same rules.
So how do you, as a blind golfer, how do you approach the ball?
Well, I have a guide who lines me up. Obviously, I've had lessons over the years, so I can get my body into the right sort of position. So he would sort of move me towards the ball, make sure my club is behind the ball, and then it's just a matter of muscle memory, really. You don't need to see the ball. It's more of a nice, smooth stroke through the ball. So you're not trying to hit the ball. You're trying to get the ball in the way of the club.
Get the ball in the way of the club.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
It does.
So is it quite a symbiotic relationship between you and your guide?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a 50-50. It's definitely a team sport. 50-50, you know, I might be hitting the ball, but the guide has got to get me in the right direction. Distance-wise, I mean, I've got a talking watch, which gives me my distance from the tee to the hole. Mm. And so I know how far I'm hitting the ball, one stroke to the next.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're working out your distances, do you pace out your distances and then come back, or just rely on your technology?
Yeah, when it comes to being on the greens, I mean, that is probably the telling point of a relationship between the guide and the player, because I mean, I might be able to putt the ball at a certain sort of distance in my head, but the guide has got to line me up. You know, there's all the undulations of the green and everything and the distance. So I would be pacing myself out to the hole and back again. And in my head, I've got it's six paces. So I'd break that down into a type of swing which would hit the ball six paces away. But the guide has still got to get me in line with the flag.
And have you had any challenges since taking up blind golf?
Oh, I mean, the whole thing was a challenge, you know, from just learning to hit the ball. I must have spent a year, you know, just trying to hit the ball regularly, you know, not even in the right direction, but just hitting it. So, it's definitely a challenge, but one that has great rewards, you know. you know, when you play a brilliant shot, you know, you're jumping around for hours. It's madness.
I understand that sometimes, unless you've got like a partner or a husband or a wife or as a golfer, it's quite difficult to find guides. Is that right?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, there's a fair few sort of couples who play the circuit, you know, both on England and Wales blind golf tournaments and the internationals as well. But yes, the finding a guide is really hard at the moment. You know, there's more golfers than there's guides.
Yeah.
So whoever's listening and they want a guide, go for it, because you know, sort of, it's a great team sport.
You've had 5 years of playing.
Yes.
How good are you?
I'm still getting there. It's last year was my first full season playing in every tournament. that is, you know, all the sort of standard order of merit tournaments. And I wasn't bad, but I could have done better. You know, golf's definitely a game what takes no prisoners. You know, if you're not playing well, it shows, and it did show for me last season.
Would you recommend blind golf to anybody?
Yes. Oh, definitely. If there's any blind people listening right now, pick up a club and join, because, you know, it's changed my life. It's before golf, I was losing my sight, and it was having an impact on me. But now I've got this new challenge over the last few years. It's just sort of spurred me forward, really.
So you definitely wouldn't subscribe to the adage that golf is a walk ruined?
No. I mean, that is an actual positive in it, because not only are you hitting a ball, but you're getting to walk a lovely course in the fresh air, you know, usually. I mean, at this time of year, it's getting quite cold and everything's icy, but it's just a lovely day out. It's unbelievable, you know, the feeling you get when you play something well. It's also irritating when you play it badly, but hopefully my bad days are going to be less. My good days are going to be more.
Well, so. I hope so too. Thank you so much for joining me on the Weekly Connect today, Roger. It's been a real pleasure.
Lovely being here, Laura. Thank you.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.